Montessori: The Science Behind the Genius. Author: Angeline Stahl Lillard. Two poor models. Traditional schooling is forever in turmoil because it's poor ideology. It treats children as they were all pretty much the same. In some ways they are. In other ways, they're not. Another suboptimal model on which schools are based is the child as an empty vessel or blank slate. In this model, one pours knowledge and then creates bonds. There is no need to involve the child actively in the learning process. Dr. Maria Montessori envisioned a radically different approach to education, which is grounded in close and insightful observation of children rather than in adult convenience and misconception. Modern research suggests that the Montessori system is more suited to how children learn and develop than the traditional system. 8 Principles of Montessori Education. Dr. Montessori derived 8 insights, or principles, through her observations of children's behavior in classrooms that were unusual to begin with. 1. Movement and cognition are closely entwined, and movement can enhance thinking and learning. 2. Learning and well-being are improved when people have a sense of control over their lives. 3. People learn better when they are interested in what they are learning. 4. Tying extrinsic rewards to an activity, like money for reading, negatively impacts motivation to engage in that activity when the reward is withdrawn. 5. Collaborative engagements can be very conducive to learning. 6. Learning in meaningful contexts is often deeper and richer. 7. Particular forms of adult interaction are associated with more optimal child outcomes. 8. Order and environment is beneficial to children. The impact of movement on learning and cognition. Developments in the use of one's body influences one's sense of a self as agent. Supporting this is research showing that infants who, by their movement, generate and experience our desire to continue to engage in that movement, generating more such experiences of how the self can create environmental change. Purposeful activities are self-reinforcing for infants, and self-generated movement is clearly tied to even very basic processes of mental development. These findings support Dr. Montessori's contention that encouraging children from an early age to move their hands and bodies assists development. Movement in Montessori curriculum. Movement is incorporated in many years in the Montessori curriculum, such as geography, math, botany, and even in reading, and building vocabulary. For example, in learning vocabulary, for new objects, children move cards from a storage box and place them by the objects they name. Thus, they identify what a noun is, and this applies to other parts of speech, even with verbs. The command cards with the commands written on them, such as walk, sing, or jump, allow that. The child reads the card and acts out what he or she reads. The benefits of choice. Children in Montessori education have free choice all day long. They choose their work and work on it as long as they feel they are inspired to. In traditional classrooms, there is a high level of imposed control, which may be a natural consequence of the factory model. Factory workers are treated similarly, with no allowance for personal choice about work. Psychological research clearly shows that restriction of choice and control are not optimal for human learning and well-being. Both in adults and children, the provision of choice is associated with several positive consequences. People learn and remember better, solve tasks better, and opt to engage in tasks more and longer when they think they have more control. Extrinsic rewards and motivation. In Montessori schools, teachers' evaluation of students' work is invisible to them. They have no rewards, gold stars, or grades. They are internally motivated. Dr. Montessori came to see rewards and evaluation as a great interference with children's learning, and the research suggests that her perception is correct. Children's motivation to engage in activities further, their cognitive functioning, their creativity, and their pro-social behaviors are all negatively impacted by extrinsic rewards and evaluation. Learning from peers. A student in a Montessori classroom always lives in an active community. Younger ones see what older ones do and ask for explanations. Older ones are happy to be able to teach what they know. There are no inferiority complexes. Everyone achieves a healthy normality through a healthy exchange. In contrast to Montessori schools, children in traditional schools work as individuals. Grades are given individually to assignments or tests completed alone. Meaningful contexts for learning. Traditional schooling is sometimes criticized for not being meaningful, in the sense of not being related to real life. Clearly, many of the school's skills and facts learned are intended to serve learners outside the school context, but the manner they are taught reduces the extent to which school learning is transferred to contexts outside of the school. Montessori education, in contrast, is designed to provide meaningful contexts. To some degree, it involves actually going out of the classroom to learn, while within the classroom, it involves hands-on materials that are interconnected and whose meaning and application seem clear. Knowledge transfer. Knowledge acquired in any situation is most useful if it can be used in other situations. Montessori education facilitates transfer in two ways: a high degree of similarity across materials, and having children actually cross from school to real-world contexts and back. In traditional schooling, students fail to transfer knowledge to other contexts outside of the schools. One study involved teaching math to shopkeeper apprentices in Nepal. Although they did fine in class, their knowledge proved inflexible, in that they couldn't apply it to real-life store contexts for which it was being learned. Adult interaction with the children. Maria Montessori saw the task of childhood as being to become increasingly independent, and the role of the adult is assisting children toward that independence. According to her, the teacher should show warmth and serve as a safe haven whenever the child needs that. Yet, when the child is ready to explore, the Montessori teacher is advised to be sensitive to the child's need for increased independence. Teachers should be trained to notice and correctly interpret the behavioral manifestations of the child's inner state. That's why they have to develop self-understanding, that they don't misinterpret children's signals in ways that align with their own needs. Order in environment and mind. The organization of Montessori classrooms is no accident. Dr. Montessori believed that the secret of free development of the child consists in organizing, for him, the means for his internal development. Within such organized environment, the child's personality begins to organize itself and reveals its characteristics. This belief also comes in line with the modern studies which reveal the association between better cognitive and psychological outcomes for the children. False assumptions about the Montessori. Montessori education seems out of date, particularly in terms of computers. Montessori environments offer children quietness. Most computer software for children doesn't. Many computer programs regulate children's attention for them, rather than helping them to learn to regulate their own attention. Another consideration regarding this supposed need to use computers in class is the pace of technology change. We don't know what technical skills will be useful to people in 20 or even 10 years. In general, it doesn't require lifelong training to master new technical skills. Finally, one must approach technology wisely, asking how much and at what age it can really assist development, and whether the cost is justified by the benefits. Montessori preschool are fine for girls, but boys are rowdy and noisy. Along with academic skills and knowledge, children in Montessori learn to control their movement to an end, to make choices, to get along with others, to work as part of a community, to concentrate, and so on. Those skills are as relevant for boys as they are for girls. In fact, given the higher prevalence of attention and reading problems in boys generally, Montessori, with its special work on attention and on phonemic analysis at early ages, might be especially beneficial for boys. The answer to the crisis of education. One of the most urgent missions to be undertaken is reconstructing society. This can be done by the reconstruction of education. It must be brought about by giving children the environment that is adapted to their nature, and that is the work of schools. By accomplishing this mission, schools will contribute to a healthy development of a child's mind and soul, which is the core aim of education.